The lead story today, and it's not a close call, is the post titled China's Open Weights AI Strategy is Winning. 1,123 points, 853 comments on Hacker News, authored by Ben Word over at Word.io. The argument in the piece is direct. American AI is increasingly locked down behind API walls and subscription gates, while Chinese labs, Alibaba with Qwen, Moonshot AI with Kimi, and others, are releasing weights openly, allowing developers anywhere in the world to download, fine-tune, and deploy these models without paying per-token fees or accepting restrictive terms of service.
And this connects directly to two other stories on today's HN front page. Qwen Image 3.0 just dropped, which is Alibaba's latest image generation model. The post describes it as offering rich content, authentic details, and deep knowledge, which is marketing language. But the underlying capability claims are significant. Qwen's image models have been quietly competitive with Midjourney and DALL-E for months. And releasing those weights openly means developers in Southeast Asia, Europe, and Latin America can build on top of them without any of the usage restrictions that come with American alternatives.
The Stratechery piece, titled Who's Afraid of Chinese Models, covers similar territory from a different angle. Ben Thompson's argument there, and he's worth engaging with seriously here, is that the fear is somewhat misplaced. The concern in Washington is that open weights Chinese models create national security risks because you can't control what they're used for. But Thompson's counterpoint is that the real strategic risk isn't the models themselves, it's the developer mindshare. If the global developer community standardizes on Qwen or Kimi architectures because they're freely available and genuinely capable, American AI companies lose the ecosystem lock-in that has historically been their most durable competitive moat.
That ecosystem argument is the one I find most compelling, Marcus. When we talk about why developers adopted Linux over proprietary Unix systems in the 90s, or why Android won mobile outside the United States, it was never purely about capability. It was about friction. If I'm a developer in Indonesia or Brazil or Poland and I can pull a Qwen model, run it locally, fine-tune it on my specific domain, and ship a product versus navigating OpenAI's terms of service, rate limits, and per-token costs, the choice isn't primarily ideological. It's economic and practical.
And Kimi Work, which is Moonshot AI's new productivity suite, is the product layer manifestation of this strategy. It scored 579 points with 245 comments on HN today. It's a full office productivity suite, document creation, spreadsheets, presentations, with AI deeply integrated throughout. The comparison that kept coming up in the HN comments was to Microsoft 365 Copilot, but Kimi Work is targeting a global market with pricing and accessibility that Microsoft's enterprise licensing model doesn't match.
I want to bring in the antitrust angle here, because it's relevant to understanding why American AI companies have ended up where they are. There's a concept worth unpacking. When we talk about monopoly in the legal sense, under the Sherman Act in the United States, market share alone isn't the determining factor. The Sherman Act prohibits monopolization, which requires both possessing monopoly power and willfully acquiring or maintaining it through exclusionary conduct. You can have a 90% market share and not be in violation if you got there through legitimate competition. The question courts ask is whether the dominant company used that power to foreclose competitors from the market.
Right. And this is the framework that's been applied in the ongoing cases against Google in search and advertising and the concerns circling around OpenAI's exclusive deals with Microsoft. The reason it's relevant here is that the regulatory scrutiny American AI companies face, partly driven by antitrust concerns, partly by content liability, partly by national security reviews of their investor bases, has shaped them toward closed, controlled, API-gated products. The regulatory environment itself created the conditions that the Chinese open weights strategy is now exploiting.
The HN comment thread on the China's open weights AI strategy is winning post has a really interesting split. A significant faction argues that open weights are inherently a Chinese strategy advantage because Chinese companies have state backing that absorbs the cost of training these massive models. So releasing weights freely isn't a commercial sacrifice. It's a subsidized land grab for developer mindshare. The counterargument is that Meta releases Llama Weights openly and does so profitably. So this isn't purely a subsidized play.
The subsidized land grab argument is the one that troubles me more from a policy perspective. If TSMC produces the chips, NVIDIA designs them, and then Chinese labs train models on them and release the weights to every developer on Earth, you've effectively externalized the compute cost onto the global semiconductor supply chain while capturing the strategic benefit. That's a genuinely asymmetric arrangement.
The compute cost question ties directly into another story on HN Today, Apollo's piece on the growing compute shortage. The score was only 12, so it didn't get enormous traction, but the underlying data point matters. Demand for inference and training compute is outpacing supply by a widening margin, and the allocation of that scarce compute is itself becoming a geopolitical variable. Who gets H100s? Who gets Blackwell chips? Which labs can train at scale? These aren't just market questions anymore.
So when you put these threads together, the open weight strategy, Kimi Work as a productivity product, Qwen Image 3.0 as a capability showcase, and the compute shortage as a structural constraint, you get a picture of a deliberate, multi-layer effort to establish Chinese AI as the default infrastructure for developers globally. Whether that succeeds depends on factors that are still genuinely uncertain, but the strategy is coherent in a way that deserves serious analysis rather than dismissal.